Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or simply hoping to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Richard, a couple of times this week already, we have talked about the dilemma of addiction being a moral issue or a disease.
That's right.
And so we're gonna try to tackle that in 15 minutes today.
That is the big question.
15 minutes isn't a lot of time to talk about that, but we'll give it our shot.
We can do it.
We can do it. So this is a long-standing debate. And there are those on either side that hold pretty sound arguments.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so let's sort of define what we're talking about real quick. So we'll start with the disease model. The disease model says this is what's going on. This is a disease, just like any other disease. You can't really help it. It's just something that you have. Now you can do things to decrease it, to prevent it, to minimize the effects. Mm-hmm. But really, this is something biological in you that you're not going to get rid of.
People would say, some people will argue that just the pancreas doesn't produce enough insulin.
Mm-hmm.
The brain doesn't produce, in some people, mm-hmm. some individuals, the pancreas doesn't produce enough insulin. In some individuals, the brain doesn't produce enough dopamine.
Right.
Okay? And that's what you're trying to treat.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Is these chemical shortages.
Absolutely. So the other side is the moral model. And basically what they're saying is, the argument is that people who abuse substances have a moral deficit. They knowingly, willingly put themselves in this position to where they're abusing substances, harming themselves, harming other people that are important to them.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a decision that they're doing and a disorder of choice.
Right. Right. This is a choice that they make.
Right.
You're choosing to whatever you're doing, treat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you're treating, if you accept the argument that you have too little dopamine and so you're going to move towards substance use, that's a choice you're making. You could make other choices.
Right.
You've chosen to make this one.
Right.
Frequently, and I think it's especially true with teenagers,
is
teenagers will come in and they're actually abusing something. It might be marijuana, it might be alcohol. And we say to them, well, there are other choices you could make. There are alternatives. You know, if you need to smoke weed, we understand. But there are other safer choices, legally and physically, safer choices. And they will say to us, no, I'm going to opt for this.
Right.
They're making a choice.
Right.
They're not addicted.
Right.
They're making a choice.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so that's the moral dilemma.
That's right.
All right. Mm-hmm. So which is it? Is it a moral deficiency, a moral failing, or is it a disease?
And what is our answer?
Not really either.
It's neither and both.
Yes.
Right.
It's
and that's
not
the
just
complication.
One.
It's neither. But it's both.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's sort of like the nature-nurture argument. Nature versus nurture.
Right.
It's not that it's either one. It's both. It's some combination of both.
That's right. We acknowledge that. I think the best explanation I heard was, it's a choice in the beginning.
Right.
Okay. Well, when you first go down this path, it's a choice you're making. You may reach a point where now it's no longer a choice.
And that's what we're talking about, addiction.
That's addiction, right. And that's why we were dancing around this issue yesterday, because we had to get to this point. But that's where it's both. It's both a choice and an addiction.
Right. And we're going to really get into that tomorrow when we talk about the difference between chemical dependence and psychological dependence.
That's right.
We're going to talk about that there. But yes, I think that, see, we talked yesterday about the brain. And we know that if we work from that model, then we know that there is a biological basis, perhaps, for substance use.
Right.
You know, if you don't have enough dopamine or you don't have enough GABA, you are at risk for using a substance. And we see this in the ADHD literature all the time.
And you talked about GABA the other day.
Yeah.
GABA is the brain's primary
inhibitory
neurotransmitter. Now, if you end up with too little GABA, mm-hmm. you are going to have time fall. You may have a hard time falling asleep.
Yeah.
And so you will come in and ask, or you will find something that, oh, this kind of chills me out and makes me tired.
Yeah.
You're going to use it. You're going to choose mm-hmm. to use that substance.
Right.
It may be illegal. It may be immoral. It may be unethical. It may be mm-hmm. maybe unhealthy, but it does help you sleep.
Yes.
So you're going to use it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So there is this biological underpinning, which supports the disease model.
That's right. That's right.
But as
can't
you said,
deny. It's undeniable that there is a brain process.
Right.
Underlying all of this.
And you don't ask for that, but it's there.
Right.
Now, when you use a substance, illegal substance or mm-hmm. various substance, to treat that or to in response right. to that, now you're getting into a choice.
That's right.
You know, one of the thoughts that and things that I talk about with students that I when I'm mm-hmm. working with them and talking about substance abuse disorders
right.
is, you know, you don't choose to be depressed, but you choose to go to the store to buy alcohol.
Right.
Or you choose
that's
to find
right.
someone. So
right.
so there is a choice behind it. And so in that sense, it goes from there is a biological underpinning, and then there is a decision that's made. But then we get back to biology again after
right.
that.
Years ago, you and I used to talk about involuntary deviance.
Right.
Okay. And that's what you're talking about
yeah.
here, is that your brain is structured a certain way. Mm-hmm. You began to, I think I may have interrupted you, you began
okay.
to talk about ADHD
yeah.
and the shortage of dopamine.
Right.
Well, all of us out here who we have ADHD,
yeah.
It's probably because we have a shortage of dopamine.
Right.
I mean, all the evidence suggests mm-hmm. that it's a shortage of dopamine.
Right.
Okay. That was involuntary. We didn't ask
right.
for that. It was just the way our brains came out. Okay.
Right.
Not all brains come out that way. Ours happened to.
Right.
Okay. So we then have to satisfy this craving because the brain will crave dopamine. So we have this craving for dopamine that we then set out to try to satisfy.
Right.
Okay.
So when you and when we like think about the medical treatment for ADHD.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the concerns that parents will have, for example, right. is, well, we don't want them to take the stimulant medications because they will get addicted to it. Well, what the research actually shows is that if you treat ADHD,
mm-hmm.
the prevalence or risk for substance right. abuse goes down.
It actually decreases.
And if you don't treat it,
right.
it goes up.
That's right, because you're constantly going to be trying to satisfy that
right.
urge. You're going to try everything you can to satisfy the need for dopamine.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, again, it's not just a moral dilemma, mm-hmm. and it's not just a disease. It right. is a combination of the two.
That's right. It's both are at work.
And they reinforce each other.
Right. Both are at work in everybody. Right.
Yeah.
And we posted an interesting article. I'll be interested to, mm-hmm. if we get some reader response.
I've never heard of this journal. It's, Neuroethics.
I know. It's not an easy read.
Right.
Okay.
It's scientific, yeah.
But it really brings you up to date
mm-hmm.
in a hurry. It brings you up to current thinking because they argue here also that that it's not it's maybe neither,
mm-hmm.
but it may be both.
Right.
Okay. And at the end of the article, they talk about the whole issue of choice and
right.
willpower and moral failing.
Right.
Okay. That yes, to a certain extent, it is, but
right.
So it's a yes, but
mm-hmm.
argument.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So definitely check out that article. It's the link to it is in the show notes, and love
yeah.
to hear what you think about it.
And I had never heard of that, but it comes from Springer, right?
Yeah.
And that's a reputable.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one of the
publisher,
world's
yeah.
leading publishers. And so this publication is called Neuroethics, and I hadn't
yeah.
heard of it either, but
mm-hmm.
I'll have to get in touch with them and learn more about that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So,
but let us know what you think about this, and hopefully it clarifies rather than muddies the waters a little.
Yes, hopefully. So
yeah.
hopefully we did the same. So, all right.
We'll know soon enough.
That's right. Let us know. So that's it for today. Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid. Thanks for sharing this episode of the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to follow us on Twitter and subscribe to our YouTube channel, where you will find all of our previous podcasts and much more. We would be honored if you would become a patron through patreon.com, where any donation you can manage will go to the development and creation of more content. just visit patreon.com/themental breakdown for more information. Thanks again for listening. Have an awesome day, and we look forward to being back in your feed tomorrow morning.